Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.5 WBEE and mobile at radio.com. Good morning. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club.
Terry, what was your favorite part of the Bills' victory yesterday?
Oh, gosh. They were the fact that they won. That was the favorite part.
Yeah. That's a very astute observation. TJ, very big, exciting afternoon at the Sharp household.
Oh, of course we get yelling, my husband and I, because we need to get a grip. Because for a while there, I was like, what the guy? Like, for a while, we did, as we normally do, a couple stupid plays. But then once Poyer, it was that final interception. I was like, all right, there's the nail in the coffin. There we go.
Yeah, exciting Bills game, starting 2-0. Everybody's feeling good. And I was emotionally on edge, ramped up. Thank God that Ken Burns special came on.
I know.
Sedated me a little bit. The much anticipated country music documentary, I've been excited about it. We've talked about it. And it finally, the first of 8 installments, I don't know, came on last night. I was so excited. And I was bored to death. Oh my gosh.
I felt like I needed to finish watching it just because you sold it so hard to me. You know, you were like, this guy's awesome. I've seen a ton of his stuff.
Well, the one layer builds on the next. So you really did need to try and find your way through it. I was sitting there watching it and I said to Bood, I think if I had come into country music at this time, I might not have been so enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
No.
It was tough. It was in spot.
It was so lame.
And then Marty Stewart was just shaming me left and right. He just made me keep feeling guilty in Vince Gill. Like, they can see the brilliance in this, and I'm like, ew.
Well, you said something that is very true, and Ken Burns' other documentaries he's done, even the legendary one on baseball, it starts a little slow. And I don't know, I just don't relate to Roy Acuff and the Carter family. But I guess you got to go through them to get where we are today. I did learn a lot, though.
I did, too. The thing that really, when I saw Roseanne, Carlene Carter, and she started singing a little bit in the end, I thought, isn't it amazing how every generation of that family was born with that voice? Do they all have those voices? Because that's amazing to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody, there's got to be a Terry Clifford and one of in that family line somewhere who thinks she can sing, but clearly she can't.
She's their stage manager.
Okay. Well, or drives the bus, one or the other.
All right. Think about it. I was okay. Saying it was boring was a little harsh. Think of the coolest thing you learned last night on the origins of country music, and we'll do that next. Hang on.
From Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to
WBEE 92.5 WBEE. It's the B Morning Coffee Club online at radio.com. Early sprinkles this morning, but then eventually some sunshine, high today around 70.
We're having a little conversation, a review, if you will, of the first installment of the much-anticipated Ken Burns documentary, debuted last night on PBS. It's all about country music. And I was curious to know the coolest thing you learned about the origins of country music from the first episode.
Well, I guess I didn't realize it came a little bit of Irish, tried to think
German.
A little bit of German.
Yep.
Yeah, I just kind of filtered through all of that. Yeah. And there was a lot of thieving going on.
Everybody was stealing everybody else's sound, which these days would make, you know, they'd end up in court for crying out loud. The thing that amazed me was I don't know how they ever had time to sing. It was so hard to live in those days. You know, Pops goes away. What did they say? Like 2 weeks at a time, and Mom had to take care of all the kids, chop the wood, all that other crap. And then she's still sitting out on the front porch with her homemade instruments. I don't know. I don't know how those men and women lived at that period of time.
Well, they didn't have HGTV back then.
Well,
so.
It was a shame. It certainly was.
The most interesting thing I learned was about one of the first country radio stations. And I don't know if this part of the documentary jumped out to you, but it was about the doctor in Kansas, I believe, who had a new and exciting medical procedure to cure, you know, male libido problems.
Okay.
So
of course.
He started the radio station to promote his business, which was implanting goat jewels into humans. Oh. And he claimed that would cure male problems. You understand? And so in between commercials before his goat jewel procedure, he would invite locals to come in and play the fiddle and stuff on the radio to fill time in between infomercials for his procedure.
How did
and
I
that
miss
was
this?
The first broadcast of country music on the radio.
I think I fell asleep. Either I fell asleep or
no.
You had a weird dream last night about goat jewels.
Google it. What else am I going to call them? Google it. You think I'm lying.
I don't. I just...
How did y'all miss that?
I must have fallen asleep. I don't know.
All right. I just need a little redemption here. You've had time to Google. Yeah. Was I making it up?
No, you were not. I don't know how I missed this. I clearly fell asleep.
I can't believe how dull the rest of that was. And I missed the one weird, exciting part of that documentary.
I can't believe it didn't wake me up. Jeez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.